Near the city of Bordeaux have already torn through nearly 20,000 hectares of land, fanned by strong winds. Now, more than 30,000 people have been evacuated since the fire started a week ago. Natasha Butler visited a shelter for homeless people in Paris that's providing a respite from the intense heat.
Tightly squeezed into one rucksack are all of Olivier's possessions. He's been homeless in Paris for several years. He usually sleeps on the street, but with temperatures soaring in the city, he's now spending his nights in a metro station where it's cooler. During the day, he comes to this shelter for some respite.
What I do during this heat wave is I always keep a bottle of water with me and some fruit juice, and I make sure that I eat. I find food no matter where, and then I spend time here.
Dozens of homeless people use the shelter to escape the sweltering heat outside. It's also a place to rest or socialise.
A centre like this is a lifeline at any time of year, but particularly during the heatwave. People can have a shower, they can charge their telephones and they can wash their clothes.
The charity that runs the shelter says there are more than 2,500 people sleeping on the streets in Paris. And for them, the summer heat can be as dangerous as the cold in winter.
Dehydration, headaches. Some people can't cope with heat, so they need to be careful. Stay in the shade to keep cool and try not to stay alone.
After record temperatures in several regions of France this week, meteorologists predict cooler weather in the coming days. That might make life a little easier for those sleeping rough, although it certainly won't make them any less vulnerable. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.